In the previous three episodes, we talked about this idea that when Mashiach comes, everything will be magical. There'll be accelerated growth, and remarkable things will be coming out of the earth. The Rebbe asks a fundamental question. Clearly, some of the Mefarshim take these Midrashim and Gemaras literally. But the Rambam told us, and we've spoken about this many times in previous episodes, that Ba'isya Azman at that time, not only will there be neither famine nor war, not only will there be no competition, but all of this will be because Sha'atayva Tiyo Mishpas Harbe, because all good things will flow in tremendous abundance. Madanim will be Mitsuyin Ka'afar, the lights will be freely available as dust. And therefore, the occupation of the entire world will only be to know God. So if the lights are available and actually irrelevant, if everybody's focus is only on knowing God, who cares if the wheat will grow like date trees? Who cares if things will be able to produce not only grain, but actual baked goods and clothing will come out of the ground? It'll be irrelevant. We're living in a different kind of reality. And yet, our sages characterized these phenomena as indicative of the wondrous era of Mashiach. So I'm going to try to synopsize a very, very profound, very deep answer that the Rebbe offers, giving us insight as to why this is the case. The Rebbe leans on a maimer from the Rebbe Rashab in Tafresh Samach Gimel. Over there, the Rebbe Rashab speaks about the fact that each and every one of us has a corporeal reality which is animated by a neshama. And he says that the neshama is mechayes haguf, that the soul animates and gives vibrancy to the body in two ways, two bechinas. There's chayes haklali, there is this broad, overarching, general kind of animation and vitality which comes to the whole body equally. And then there's the way the neshama addresses specific parts of the body. The Rebbe Rashab goes on to talk about the head, the various faculties of the head, and he says that the neshama contains the ability to animate these things. The point then is this. The Gemara tells us in Meseches Gittin that as Aspasianus Caesar, the Caesar, when he was about to storm the city of Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yochanan Mazaka came to see him. And he called him, Your Royal Highness. And Aspasianus does not react kindly. And then a runner comes from Rome, Asa Pristika Alei Miremi, and he says, Kum, rise up. The Mislo Caesar, the previous Caesar, has died, and now Amru Hane Hashiva de Reimi La Sivir Beresha. The Senate has voted. You are the new Caesar. The Gemara tells us that he was in the middle of putting his shoes on. He couldn't put the other shoe on because his foot became expanded or somehow got bigger. He tried to take off the shoe that he put on and he couldn't take that one off either. He looked at Rabbi Yechon Mazaka and said, What's going on here? Rabbi Yechon Mazaka says, Al titztar. The Marshal says, You're not sick. Don't worry. This is easy to explain. Shmua toiva to dashen atzim. Good tidings fatten the bone. The point is, it didn't only lift his spirits. It didn't make him feel better in his heart. It changed his whole body to the point that even the bone of the ankle fattened. And the Rebbe says the point that the Gemara is telling us is, when Mashiach will come, we'll be so close to Hashem, everything will be so good, that even the most literal natural phenomenon will unfold with extraordinary haste, beauty, and exquisite nature. In other words, we don't need these things. But this explains to us how close our reality will be to the energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how saturated we'll all be with the presence of God, to the point that even the most ordinary, menial, and mundane elements of the world will resonate with incredible, miraculous nature.